Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 13th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Let me just give us a flyby version of what we're going to read today. In Exodus 19, 16 through 25, we'll read about God appearing to the Israelites. Remember, they are at the base of Mount Sinai. And God's appearance comes with lots of sights and sounds from the environment. Then we'll read Psalm 112. And the question comes to mind in this psalm. Do we believe that a true reward comes in believing and obeying God? This psalm will have two different counterparts. In the beginning, it will talk about the man who fears God. And in the end, it will talk about the wicked man and kind of compare the two. And then we get to Romans 8 today. And I'm so excited about Romans 8 because it is just a breath of fresh air. It is a reminder that the Spirit is living in us if we cling to Christ and that that Spirit brings life and peace. Let's begin with Exodus chapter 19, verses 16 through 25. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up. And the Lord said to him, "Go down and warn the people so that they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them." Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come up Mount Sinai because you yourself warned us. Put limits around the mountain and set it apart as holy." The Lord replied, "Go down and bring Aaron up with you. But the priest and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them." So Moses went down to the people and told them. And now let's move over to the Psalms. Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. And now let's move over to the book of Romans. I'm so excited about this. It's just balm to our souls, and I hope it will be to you today. The title here is Life Through the Spirit, Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life to you has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it's not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. What beautiful reminders that we are heirs with Christ. We are adopted into the family of faith, and that by the Spirit of God, we have such hope that even though our flesh cannot please God, if we live by the Spirit and set our mind on the Spirit and what the Spirit desires, the Lord will help us and teach us and instruct us in His ways. I hope that these passages have been a blessing to you today. We are on letter Y. So today, think about your friends and family, the people in your church whose names start with Y, and ask the Lord to bless them as we close. Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. Thank you for the reminder in Exodus that you are grand, that your voice came with thunder and lightning and smoke, and you used these meteorological happenings to show just the grandeur of who you are. Thank you for the reminder in the psalm that we are blessed if we fear you. If we delight in your commands, you bring good things to us, and not in some like prosperity gospel kind of way, but ultimately, truly, that if we believe that you bring good, you reward those who seek you. So that's the kind of people we want to be. We want to seek you. And thank you, Lord, for Romans 8. Thank you that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We pray for those whose names start with Y. We pray that they will know the hope of the gospel. We pray, Lord, that your kingdom would come in their lives. We pray for those who are sick and hurting, in need of someone to come and serve them. We pray, Lord, that we would be attentive to your Spirit's voice today. You would help us to be a people who live and serve like Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.